Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee. You going to have coffee this morning? Nope. We get into God's Word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2022, we'll make it all the way from the book of Acts to the book of Philemon. So glad to be with you this morning. Bubba, I woke up this morning. I thought, who's walking around the house? And well, the little dude was awake. I said, you want to go to this Coffee and Devotions? He said, yeah, not yes, not no, just yeah, sure, why not? So I brought him along with us, so why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. You ready, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your Word. We pray that as we read your Word, your Holy Spirit would be working in us and teaching us. Please, Lord, make us more and more like yourself. In Jesus' name, amen. I gotta have some coffee before we start, is that okay? No coffee?
No.
No, okay. All right. Well, let's see what we're supposed to be at today. I didn't even look at that. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 13. 1 Corinthians 10, 1 through 13. You want to read this first part?
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. All ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank of spiritual rock that followed man, and that rock was Christ. But most of God was not well pleased.
But with most of them, God was not well pleased.
For their bodies were sacred in the wilderness.
Nope, their bodies were
scattered in the wilderness.
Now these things became our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, and do not become idolaters as were some of them. As it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Nor let us commit sexual immorality, as some of them did. And in one day 23,000 fell. Nor let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted, and were destroyed by serpents. Nor complain, as some of them also complained, and were destroyed by the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age have come.
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but the temptation will also make the way of escape, and you may be able to bear it.
Okay, wonderful. So we need to first ask ourselves, A,
what is this about?
B, what's the
best thing to survive?
And C, what are we
called to do?
Yeah, what are we called to do? Right, good, wonderful. So what's this about? Well, Paul here, this is 1 Corinthians, and he's going through and now he's giving a whole bunch of examples. When is he talking about all these examples? What do you think? Here, come forward this way.
When he's in the city?
Well, he's actually, so I'm saying, like, where in the Bible is he pulling these examples from?
Yeah.
Well, he's pulling them from when they're in the wilderness. Yeah, I didn't ask the question very well, did I?
What time was it? Where is it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So Paul is bringing up examples from when they're in the wilderness, right? So did just a few people go through the Red Sea, or did everyone go through the Red Sea?
Everyone?
Yeah, all the Israelites went through the Red Sea, that's right. But when they went through the Red Sea, it says they were baptized, right? So they were. It's like they were baptized through the Red Sea. So all the families, all the people, they were all baptized. Right?
Yep.
Another reason why we think that even little kids should get baptized, because even then Do you think the kids walked through the Red Sea too?
Yep.
Even the ones carried in their mama's arms?
Yep.
Yep. Okay. So that's just a side note here, right? But everybody's baptized. But when they get into the wilderness, are they all like, oh, great, we're all baptized. We're going to be perfect people. We're going to follow God perfectly.
No.
No? Did some of them grumble and complain? Did some of them start having sex with people that they shouldn't have?
Yep.
Yeah. But did God still care for them?
Yep.
Yeah. Do you remember when they complained about water? What did God do?
He asked Moses to strike the rock.
Yeah, and what came out of it?
Water.
Water. Right? It says that that rock was Christ. Right? Isn't that interesting that he's showing us that God's grace, he shows and he flows favor on us. Now, God gave us all these things as an example. What do you think the example is that we should learn from this? Oh, you're so tired. Oh, you're so tired.
That we should not complain.
Okay, so that we should not complain, have sexual immorality, right? Have contentment with what God gives us. Yeah, there's all sorts of examples here, right? I think the key point is what's in verse 12 and 13, right? So at the very bottom.
Therefore, let him who thinks he stands safely bless you, for no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to a man. But God is
faithful.
God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear.
Yeah. So do you think we're still going to be tempted?
Yep.
Just because you're a Christian, you're not going to... You think you're... What do you think? As a Christian, are you going to be free of temptation forever?
No.
No?
No.
Get out of here.
No.
But you've never been tempted.
No.
Yeah, right. But what's he promising here in those verses?
That he will make a way of escape.
What's that mean?
If there is a temptation, there's also a way.
That's right. All right, so have you ever been tempted to be mad at your sister? Is there a way out?
Yep.
What do you think the way out would be there?
Just not getting better.
Just not getting more mad? Or maybe walking out of the room or something like that?
Yep.
What about if, like, we're watching something on YouTube or something and an inappropriate ad pops up and the temptation might be there to lust? What could we do?
Skip.
Press the skip button or shut down the computer or, you know, exit out of the browser. Yep. Like, there's all sorts of ways of escape. And is God going to leave us alone when that happens?
Nope.
No, what does he do?
He gives us the Holy Spirit that we might take God.
That's right. He gives us the Holy Spirit. We're not alone, right? He gives us the Helper. That's right. He gives us his Holy Spirit that we might stand up under it.
Mm-hmm.
All right? We don't need to be like the Israelites who failed and failed and failed. And failed.
Yeah.
And failed. But we can glorify God, can't we? That's what Paul's saying here. That's what I got underlined in my Bible. I don't actually have it underlined. I have it triple starred. You see that on the side of my Bible? I think that's what I think. 12 and 13 are the best verses to summarize that. What would you underline in your Bible? Let's talk about calling, right? Let's talk about some specific things in our life. What do you think, after reading this passage, how can you apply it to your life?
There could be a temptation to eat too much candy.
Okay.
Or play too much video games.
Okay, well, let's start with the candy. Those are two good examples, right? So if you're tempted to eat too much candy, what could you do?
Not eat candy.
Oh, you can not eat any candy, or you can eat it in moderation. Yeah, right? Could you, when you get the candy, split it up into different baggies and set it aside so you only eat a little bit at a time? Yeah. What about video games? What could you do? Why would video games be a temptation for you?
Because they're very addictive.
Okay. Why is that a problem?
Because I don't want to play
them. You don't? No. Sometimes when you play too many video games, does it do things to your heart? Yeah. So what could you do to help with if you know that you get addicted to video games? What could you do to help with that?
I could put a time limit on safe screen time.
That's a great idea, right? Set a time limit for screen time so you can stand up under the temptation when it comes. Good. Hey, great examples, man. I love it. You want to pray for us?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
God, please help us to get out of the evil way, not to fall into temptation. And please help us to figure out a way so that temptation might not happen again. But if it can happen again, please keep providing a way out. And please help us to have a good month.
Amen. Amen. Good prayer, man. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace of Jesus Christ. May you find strength in the Holy Spirit. May you stand up when temptation comes. Take the way of escape and bring your Father glory. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for joining me, man. Oh.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.